Hi, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of Singing for Survival, the Capoeira History Podcast. This is Mike Pinto, and in today's episode, we actually won't be talking directly about Capoeira, but instead about a related Afro-Brazilian art that's become inextricably tied to Capoeira, Maculele. Most people who've been in Capoeira for some significant amount of time have at least been exposed to Maculele, if not actively practiced it. It's a dance form of simulated combat with sticks, performed to a very specific drum rhythm, often performed with machetes and or in extravagant costumes. For some schools, Maculele is a part of the regular curriculum, but most will at least have it at their bachizados or encounters, or host some workshops about it, just to expose their students to the art. So in today's discussion, I'll be discerning between a few different types of Maculele. First is what I'll call modern Maculele, which is what's practiced today amongst Capoeira groups and various Afro-Brazilian dance and cultural groups. The second I'll call historical Maculele. This is the raw origins of modern Maculele that existed in Brazil prior to the early 1900s, and at least as far back as the beginning of the 19th century. Maculele is something that I really, really love. It's something that's been a huge part of my life in Capoeira since I started, so I was really happy to have a chance to dig into the history and all of the little details of that art that I knew nothing about before I started. So as I did this research, the important sources I pulled from today are first some of the various historical books on Capoeira, also a summary of a book on the history of Maculele, Olele Maculele, and finally a few interviews with Messi Popo, who is considered the father of modern Maculele. So with that, let's jump in and see what we can learn today about the history and practice of Maculele.
Mawe, mawa, mawe, mawa, mawe, 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 mawa, mawe, 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 mawa,
mawe, mawa, mawe, mawa, mawe, 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 mawa, mawe, 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 mawa.
So let's start today with what is Maculele today? I think it's helpful sometimes to walk backward through history, starting with the way things are now, and then marching back in time to see how we got here. It makes it easier to draw connections to the things that we're most familiar with, and leads us to better understand that history, but also retain it more, because it's easy to draw the connections. Today we can categorize modern Maculele into two further subcategories, Capoeira Maculele and Afro-Brazilian Dance Maculele, which we'll just call Dance Maculele for short. While they share the same rhythms, basic elements, and history, they look and feel quite a bit different because of the different intent brought by their contexts. For example, Capoeiristas play Capoeira na Roda, typically two people at a time, surrounded by the rest of the people in the group. So when they do Maculele, they make a Maculele Roda, and they go at it two people at a time, everyone else on the edges of the circle doing a basic step to contribute energy to the Roda and wait their turn. Like Capoeira, this style is also 100% improvisational. It's trained in chunks of sequences, and players use those chunks to improvise interactions in the Roda. Dance Maculele, on the other hand, feels much different. Since this is being done by Afro-Brazilian dancers, the layout is totally different, often rows or lines, and the routines are completely choreographed. This form of makulele also borrows a lot of dance elements and attitudes from various other Afro-Brazilian dances, like those related to samba and candomblé. These types of movements are not ones we typically see in capoeira makulele rodas, which right away makes the dance as a whole feel much different. And this distinction should kind of be an obvious thing, you know, the context of the dance changes it. But I feel that they're different enough to make a point of categorizing them separately. I remember feeling pretty confident at capoeira makulele, but when I started learning from an Afro-Brazilian dance teacher, I was really struggling to keep up. If you're not really in the style that we're talking about, whether it's the capoeira style or the dance style, you know, you're gonna have some skills that carry over, but there's a real attitude about it that is to me really distinctive. Though these styles are very different, many people in capoeira practice both, and both come from the same source, which is why I'll fit the two under the umbrella of modern makulele. This shared history dates back to 1944, and the man who developed and popularized modern makulele, Mestre Popo. The man who would become Mestre Popo was born Paulinho Aluzio de Andrade in 1902 in Santo Amaro. His mother was a slave, but he was born free. In his youth, Popo learned makulele from older freed Africans who would get together and practice at night. When asked about this, he said, quote, "My mother told me makulele comes from Africa, that on the days of rest up there in São Bento, in a big senzala, there were celebrations where Africans did makulele, capoeira, bachicocha, and samba de roda," end quote. Around 1944, Popo noticed a steady decline in the prevalence of makulele, as all of the former masters of it had by now passed away. So he decided to revive the art with the help of his sons and his neighbors. This effort would result in the opening of a makulele academy in Santo Amaro, and a folklore group called Conjunto de Makulele de Santo Amaro da Purificação. As with capoeira and other African-rooted arts, there were no real records of this practice at this time, so Popo had to piece the art back together from his memories, and naturally, he didn't remember all of the songs and the rhythms. So to fill in these gaps, he added some from candomblé and other Afro-Brazilian folklore. The rhythm Bajavento was added, for example. Another example is the song Boa Noite Pra Quem É de Boa Noite, one of the most popular songs in modern makulele. This comes from candomblé, and Popo modified it to speak specifically of makulele. The dance was also originally limited to men who danced as a group. However, Popo taught makulele to his women relatives as well, including his niece Agogô, who was really well known for her abilities. When the group was ready, Popo had them parade through Santo Amaro on February 2nd, during the celebration of Nossa Senhora da Purificação, and that time has now become a traditional time to present makulele. In Popo's words, quote, "After this, the rest was simple. People liked it and asked for street makulele to keep running. Even when they did not have training clothes, they would do it in their work clothes anyway," end quote. Popo and his family continued to promote the practice of makulele, which led to it being taken up by many capoeira and Afro-Brazilian dance groups through today. The work that Mestre Popo did in Santo Amaro is really foundational to the things that we associate with makulele today. A lot of the songs and the rhythms and even the way that we do our performances and our practice is heavily, heavily related to the way that Mestre Popo ran his group in Santo Amaro and to the changes that he brought to it. So with all that in mind, let's take a quick break and dig into our music selection for the episode so we can talk a little bit more about how the musical traditions relate to the art.
Você bebeu jurema, você se embriagou com a flor do mesmo par. Voz me se levantou.
você bebeu jurema, você se embriagou com a flor do mesmo pau. Pois licença, levador.
Oi, você bebeu jurema, você se embriagou com a flor do mesmo pau. Voz, licença, levantou.
Você bebeu jurema, você se embriagou com a flor do mesmo pau. Voz, licença, levantou.
Oi, você bebeu jurema, você se embriagou com a flor do mesmo pau. Voz, licença, levantou.
Você bebeu jurema, você se embriagou com a flor do mesmo pau. Voz, licença, levantou.
Oi, corre pro mato que a batalha.
So I want to say first that Makulele songs and rhythms are some of my most favorite in all of the different arts that are related to capoeira. I love Makulele, I love the songs, I love singing them, I love playing the music. It's why I was really excited to kind of dig into some of this today. So this song is being sung by Mestre Bajon, who I've taken a lot from for this podcast, mainly because he just has so much recorded material. And this song is, it's a very simple one, but it's actually pretty tied to the origins of modern Makulele. So in this song, it's saying that, very simply, it's saying you drank jurema, you got drunk, and with the flower from the same tree, you stood back up. So jurema is a plant that has been used in indigenous cultures within Brazil for its medicinal properties. And one of the things that it is used for is for its hallucinogenic effects. So basically this song is saying that you drank the jurema and got drunk, and then you were cured from the flower from the same tree. And the reason I brought this song in here is not to talk about the meanings of necessarily all of those different lines, because I think those are very dense and I don't really know what traditions these are really pulling from. But this song was used in some of Popo's performances for the what we'll call the vaquero portion of their performances. So a vaquero in English would be a cowboy, and as part of their dance, they would have someone posing as the vaquero come out and lasso one of the Makulele dancers, and the dancer would dodge around, try to avoid the lasso, and eventually once the vaquero captured the dancer, they would sing this song and the dancer would stand up and dance around like they were drunk. So this is something that at least I have never seen in a modern Makulele performance, but apparently was part of their normal retinue. So even though these were not that long ago, there's a lot of elements that people either don't know about or don't really do much of anymore. If anyone has seen this type of performance in a Makulele show, please let me know, because I would love to talk to someone who's done these before. So from the last section, we can see that what we considered modern Makulele was essentially formalized by Mestre Popo. It's all based on his recollections of historical Makulele from his youth, but there were several changes he made to the practice as well, such as the rhythms and the songs, essentially filling in the gaps of his memory from his youth. But how far back can we trace the origins of Makulele, both inside and outside Brazil? After all, Popo himself had said that Makulele comes from Africa. So the earliest written records I could find of Makulele within Brazil are a newspaper obituary from 1873 of the death of a woman named Raimunda Quitera, an African woman who was said to have lived until the age of 110. In the obituary, it says that despite her age, quote, she still swept the churchyard of the Igreja da Purificação in preparation for the Makulele celebrations, end quote. Considering the age of this woman, Makulele must have been practiced in Brazil through at least the 1800s, but when exactly it came to that country will remain a mystery. But as we step ourselves farther and farther back in time, it's important that we note some landmarks that will help guide us as we try to tease out what the most likely origin story, or at least to rule out what the least likely origin stories may be. And a part of that is the invented tradition that goes along the ways of developing this art. So an important thing with this I want to point out is that historical makulele was performed exclusively with sticks, as far as we can tell. There are many performances today that include the use of machetes, but this is a form of invented tradition specific to modern makulele. Mestre Popo's son Zezinho introduced machetes specifically for the purpose of shows in about 1963, making it a fairly recent addition to the art. And all of Mestre Popo's stories about makulele in his youth all exclusively include the use of sticks, and when he started his academy and his performance group, it was all stick-based. So this is, I think, an important landmark for us to keep in mind as we kind of step our way back in time. So with all that said, how about the African origin of makulele? As with capoeira and other arts created in the African diaspora, there are several different origin legends. I've gathered a few that I could find, and we'll present them as I've heard them, and then we can talk about what they mean in detail. So the first traces back to an incident that occurred in a Tanzanian village. One day, all of the warriors in the village left for hunting, leaving only the elderly and women and children to look after the village. It was then that an enemy tribe launched an attack, and the elder warriors, along with those women and children, armed themselves with short wooden sticks and fought away the invaders, showing their courage and managing to defeat them. When the warriors returned from hunting, they saw the signs of struggle and were informed of the fighting that had taken place in their absence. And at that point, they decided to pay homage to the old warriors by simulating the same battle in the form of dance. In another kind of eerily similar story, a West African village was embroiled in a conflict with other nearby villages. One day, all of the warriors in the village were called to the front lines, and all able-bodied men had left to join the fighting. The next day, while the village was unguarded, a enemy force came in and invaded, attacking the elderly and the women and children in that village. When this happened, a young boy took up two sticks and inspired the remaining villagers to mount a fearless defense, leading to saving their village. Now, I've seen a couple different versions of this story, and in some of those versions, the name of the boy is actually Makulele, but in others, it's not. So there's a bit of disagreement in what I've seen there. So in another very different story, goes like this. During the slavery era in Brazil, the slaves in the sugarcane plantations would gather and play makulele as a game to vent their anger and frustration from being slaves. At this time, machetes were used instead of sticks, and sticks were later incorporated for safety reasons. However, some experts still use machetes. This story, I think, is the least likely to be true. And by true, I mean to have the most truth about the origins of makulele. You know, when we talk about a lot of these, essentially all origin stories are wrong, but some are important, and some are useful, and some tell us about the art that we're talking about. But this one, I think, is the least useful, specifically because of what we talked about just a few minutes ago about how Mestre Popo's son Zezinho had introduced machetes into makulele in the 60s. So when we look for the origin of makulele, we're looking for the origin of a stick fighting art, not a machete fighting art. So this origin story, I suspect, is another part of that invented tradition that may have been made up even more recently than that, as a way of explaining why makulele is the way that we see it today. And there's just one more story, that makulele is the worship of a serpent god. And this is my favorite origin story, specifically because the details around where it comes from. So this story was actually made up also by Mestre Popo's son, Zezinho. There was a company that was trying to make a really flashy poster commercializing Makulele in the time of when they're running their academy and Makulele is becoming really popular in their area. So Zezinho made up this ridiculous origin story about a serpent god to play a joke on the people who were trying to commercialize their art. So kind of like I hinted at, it's really hard to say which one of these is the most correct, but I think the first two stories are the most important, mainly because they are so similar to each other, and you see versions of the story played out in a few different ways. Again, do I think that these stories happened 100% the way that any of them went? Probably not. I mean, that's the nature of oral histories. That's the nature of these origin legends of these arts. But I think they're the most important because they tell us more about the spirit of the art, which kind of gets to, you know, the foundational ideas of it, which I think is the important thing to take away from an origin story. So in addition to these different origin stories, there's also conflicting information on where the word Makulele even comes from. So just a couple I found that I'll list here. The first is that it is a compound word made up of Makua and Lele. Makua being a large ethnic group in northern Mozambique and Tanzania, which kind of goes along with some of these origin stories. And Lele meaning sticks. Another is that is a compound word between makum and le, which are two different African instruments. And the third that I found is that it is it's the young boy's name from one of those origin stories. And again, we can't really know which is the closest to the truth. However, I would like to posit a different theory that though the art of Makulele originated in Africa, the name was created in Brazil. The reason I think this has to do with how the African diaspora affected the developments of cultural arts throughout that diaspora. Like we've mentioned in some previous episodes, there are several capoeira-like arts throughout South America, the Caribbean, and North America that share key cultural aspects, but are each unique to one another since they each develop differently in the different areas where they were born. And I think the exact same is true for Makulele. If we look throughout the African diaspora, we actually see several arts that are extremely similar to Makulele in a lot of the same ways that we have those capoeira-like arts. One is Kalenda, which is a stick fight and dance from Trinidad. And there's versions of this throughout the different Caribbean islands and even in New Orleans. If you look at this art, it really looks like... It looks so similar to Makulele that it has to have at least some form of common origin. There are special rituals involving certain songs that they play and the attire that they wear. The songs themselves are all call and response, just like in Makulele. And if you can just find some videos of what this art looks like when it's practiced, I think you'll find the similarities between this and Makulele are really striking. There's another traditional form of stick fighting in Barbados called Bahan stick licking, which is it's at least the English name. I can't find another name for it. If anyone knows, please let me know. Which is also, it's very similar to Makulele and Kalenda, being a stick fight and dance, also done to music. We can then go to Puerto Rico, and we find Coco Ballet, which is another stick fight dance associated with Bomba, which is an Afro-Puerto Rican dance form. And then we can go to the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, where there's Mayole, another stick fighting art performed to a drum. So these The existence of these similar arts tells us two important things. First, that the roots of these arts are all heavily African. Nearly everywhere that was touched by the African diaspora has some form of this rhythmic stick fighting game or practice. And they all share those common elements of having drum rhythms, having call and response songs, being a form of ritualistic combat that is heavily entrenched with tradition. Second is that Makulele likely developed at least somewhat in Brazil in the very early days of its colonization. While Makulele is very similar to these other arts, there are still distinctions to be made, not least of which is the name. This leads me to believe that Makulele, as it was known by Mestre Popo, was partially developed by the African communities within Brazil, and the specific name Makulele was coined within Brazil. And I think all of these observations, I don't think these are very controversial observations. I think these are very consistent with what we know and think about the development of capoeira within Brazil. I always refer to capoeira as an Afro-Brazilian art, in that it is inextricably tied to the African traditions and the African people who brought it and developed it within Brazil. However, the way that we know it today was developed within Brazil from those African roots. So I would never call capoeira purely Brazilian. I would never call it purely African. It is the unique contribution of the African people who were in Brazil, who were taken to Brazil. And I think Makulele is very similar to that. Mestre Popo passed away on September 16th, 1969. But shortly before his death, he gave an interview from which I pulled several of the details we talked about in this episode. I think that taking as much information from Popo's words as possible was very important for the development of this episode, because it's clear that he is really the father of what we know as modern Makulele, not just because he revived the practice of Makulele in general, but also because he made several changes to it. The Makulele that we practice today and the Makulele that Mestre Popo taught is not necessarily the same as the Makulele that was historically developed within Brazil. It's not a bad thing that it's changed, but we have to recognize that there is a difference. And that difference was created largely by Popo and his family and his neighbors and his school. And it was those changes that allowed Makulele to flourish into the modern day. So I want to finish with a line from that interview, which caps off Popo's feeling on Makulele. So he was asked by the interview, quote, "Popo, is Makulele a dance or a fight?" End quote. And Mestre Popo responds, "Are they separate? Makulele is a dance and a fight at the same time. Defense and attack mixed with black rhythm."